The boy tribute from District 11, Thresh, has the same dark skin as Rue, but the resemblance stops there. He's one of the giants, probably 6.5 feet tall and built like an ox. But I notice he rejected the invitations from the career tributes to join their crowd. Instead, he's been very solitary, speaking to no one, showing little interest in training. Even so, he scored a 10, and it's not hard to imagine he impressed the game makers. He ignores Caesar's attempts at banter and answers with a yes or no, or just remains silent. If only I was his size, I could get away with sullen and hostile, and it would be just fine. I bet half the sponsors are at least considering him. If I had any money, I'd bet on him myself. And then they're calling Katniss Everdeen, and I feel myself as if in a dream, standing and making my way center stage. I shake Caesar's outstretched hand, and he has the good grace not to immediately wipe his off on his suit.
So, Katniss, the capital must be quite a change from District 12. What's impressed you most since you've arrived here?
Asks Caesar. What? What did he say? It's as if the words make no sense. My mouth has gone as dry as sawdust. I desperately find Cinna in the crowd and lock eyes with him. I imagine the words coming from his lips.
What's impressed you most since you arrived here?
I rack my brain for something that made me happy here. Be honest, I think. Be honest. The lamb stew, I get out. Caesar laughs, and vaguely I realize some of the audience has joined in.
The one with the dried plums?
Asks Caesar. I nod.
Oh, I eat it by the bucketful.
He turns sideways to the audience in horror, hand on his stomach.
It doesn't show, does it?
They shout reassurances to him and applaud. This is what I mean about Caesar. He tries to help you out.
Now, Katniss, he says confidentially. When you came out in the opening ceremonies, my heart actually stopped. What did you think of that costume?
Cinna raises one eyebrow at me. Be honest. You mean after I got over my fear of being burned alive? I ask. Big laugh, a real one from the audience.
Yes, start then,
says Caesar. Cinna, my friend. I should tell him anyway. I thought Cinna was brilliant, and it was the most gorgeous costume I'd ever seen, and I couldn't believe I was wearing it. I can't believe I'm wearing this either. I lift up my skirt to spread it out. I mean, look at it. As the audience oohs and ahs, I see Cinna make the tiniest circular motion with his finger. But I know what he's saying.
Twirl for me.
I spin in a circle once, and the reaction is immediate.
Oh, do that again, says Caesar.
And so I lift up my arms and spin around and around, letting the skirt fly out, letting the dress engulf me in flames. The audience breaks into cheers. When I stop, I clutch Caesar's arm.
Don't stop, he says.
I have to. I'm dizzy. I'm also giggling, which I think I've done maybe never in my lifetime. But the nerves and the spinning have gotten to me. Caesar wraps a protective arm around me.
Don't worry, I've got you. Can't have you falling in your mentor's footsteps.